Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show is brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online, sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. Fabulous service department with great technicians that take care of the life of the vehicle. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online, sunburymotors.com. We're going to talk a lot about the draft today once we get to it here. And then tomorrow, we will have on the show to talk more about the draft and then some. Jerry Dulac, our old friend, will be with us, and Dave Zangaro. That's all tomorrow on the show. Looking forward to that. Let's set the proper tone of the day. Let's go over to the complaint department. And before we get to the complaint department, was yesterday a little Mark's birthday? Is it yesterday?
No, it was. We celebrated St. Mark's Day, the feast day of St. Mark.
Oh, okay, I got you.
His birthday is not till June 9th.
Okay,
as Catholics, we like to celebrate our feast day that we're named after. So, of course, St. Mark's Day was yesterday, so we did a little something for Mark.
Oh,
yesterday.
Good, that's nice. And he's going to be 2 years old.
He will be 2 in June. Yeah,
that's wonderful. Looks terrific. Saw the picture. He looks great.
Well, thank you.
You probably can't go through the show completely calm, so we might as well get it out of the way now.
Oh, in fact, I just finished vomiting after seeing the entire Aaron Rodgers Love Fest press conference of everybody being buddy-buddy, Aaron Rodgers trying to believe that I'm this old man just trying for one more shot and trying to pull that card after everything he did in Green Bay to get out of there. I'm still vomiting from that. I'm sorry.
Well, he is not a young guy, and this is his last shot.
Yeah, but he's acting like, oh, he hasn't been there in such a long time. Well, guess what? He's had plenty of chances to get back there, but he's choked. So it's not like he hasn't had chances to get back there. He acts like, oh, I haven't been in the playoffs, this, that. So stop it. You were in the NFC Championship numerous times and came up short. So don't even think like you want to act like this is like your one last big shot at the Super Bowl. Because guess what? A, you're not going to have it in New York. And B, you already had that numerous times and you came up well short. So I don't even want to hear it. I think he might have been smoking something on that darkness retreat of his. At least he looked cleaned up and didn't have like the shaggy looking long hair, and he cleaned up nicely. At least he did that. But there's like this back and forth with, oh, Joe Namath wants me to have 12, but I won't. Oh, I'm here to win a Super Bowl for you guys in New York. You haven't had one. Oh, please. Get a room.
Well, what did you want him to say about the Joe Namath thing? Joe Namath did say he could have 12, and he's going to wear 8, his college number.
Yes.
What do you want him to say about it?
He can say it. I was just nauseated by it. That's all.
I think no matter what he said, you were going to be nauseated by it.
Well, this is true, but that especially. I'm not afraid to admit that whatsoever.
There you go. Good. All right. But there's something else obviously bothering you besides that.
No, that was pretty much it for today. Oh, it was nice that the Yankees bats have come to actually participate for a game, so this has been nice too.
Are they playing this afternoon?
Yes, they were up 11-3 last time I looked.
Oh. So this is getaway day?
Apparently, yeah. Oh, yes, because they're going to Texas next.
Okay.
It's 11-5 now, bottom 7.
Okay, Man City leads Arsenal 1-0. 11 minutes in. In the Premier League, this is the match. I mean, I was just down at the basketball training room, and what do you think was on TV? The match. They were like, and the players knew the players. It was like, I don't know who the players are. I just know that both teams are really good. And Man City leads Arsenal now 1-0, 13 minutes in. So there's the story there. And so there's one. And then the baseball part of it. NBA Knicks Cavs tonight. Knicks up 3-1. Lakers Grizzlies tonight. Memphis FedEx Forum. Lakers up 3-1. Heat in Milwaukee. Heat up 3-1. Kings and Warriors tied at 2, playing in Sacramento tonight. And De'Aaron Fox says he will play tonight. Panthers Bruins in Boston. Bruins up 3-1. Kraken Avalanche. No Cale Makar. Suspended. Series tied at 2. Baseball. Yankees lead the Twins 11-6 at the end of 7. Brewers lead the Tigers 5-2 top of the 8th. Blue Jays lead the White Sox 7-0 bottom of the 7th. Orioles end of 7 lead the Red Sox 5-2. Reds beat the Rangers 5-3. See if there are any other games today. Everything else under the lights, Dodgers and Pirates, Royals, D-backs, Astros, Rays, Phillies and Mariners tonight. Both about the same record. Mets, Nationals, Marlins, Braves, Padres, Cubs, A's, Angels, and Giants, and Cardinals playing tonight. And for the Phillies, as they play the Mariners tonight, it'll be Taiwan Walker on the mound. Off to a good start. And Logan Gilbert will go for the M's this evening. So that's how that plays out. Kawhi Leonard ended up having a torn meniscus. And that's one of the reasons why I'm very cautious when it comes to injuries. In other words, I'll talk about load management because they'll tell you that it's load management. They'll be blunt about it. They will say it. But when a guy says he's out with an injury, I'm usually pretty cautious about, because the last thing they want to do is they're trying to give no information to the opponent. And because of that, you wonder, like, he's not playing, and he had 33, and he played through it in the second game, and he didn't play after that. Everybody's like, oh, look at it. Like, hey, guys, he didn't play because it ended up he had a torn meniscus. So that's why I do take a cautious outlook when somebody says they're out hurt or injured. So, that's the story with him. We're going to go through the draft on Penn State players today. That will be one of the elements that we will take care of in the show today. I'll start here with Joey Porter Jr. He is the one guy that you feel has a real shot of being picked tomorrow night in the first round. He is the guy that of all the shows I've been asked to guest on, a lot of it has surrounded him. You know, because everybody's looking at the first round of where their team may pick. It's not like the Carolina Panthers have called and said, hey, let's talk about Joey Porter Jr., because they're not going to pick Joey Porter Jr. But, you know, but like the Steelers, the Giants, the Lions, I mean, you know, all their flagships or team podcasts or whatever, they've been the ones that have been calling about him because that's about the spot that they think he has a shot to be picked. So let's get into what he does bring to the table and what makes him a first-round pick. Number one, he has the basics. He has speed and he has length. He can, and he's a long strider. I'll never forget in practice, and it was one of those Fast Friday practices, and they simulated a fumble, and he picked it up, and he ran it like 85 yards for a touchdown. And he went flying by me, and I'm like, holy mackerel, look at him move. I mean, I'm talking can move. That's really where I kind of sat back and said, this guy has got some jets to him. Leverage. He understands leverage, how to use the sideline as an extra defender. He closes so well on a ball. And there was a period of time in college football, which then, of course, then eventually translated to the NFL, where you had a lot of smaller corners because, look, you go by who's available, and by guys who are available, you know, who had the cover skills, who had the speed. I'll give you one. Merriweather, the kid from Illinois, he is not a big corner. Not a big corner. But he has great cover skills and outstanding speed. But he's not a big corner. I don't even think he touches 6 feet. Joey's 6'2", and has long arms. So down the stretch, there have been knocks on players. Now, I've been asked a lot about why only one interception, and the bottom line is it got to the point where he was a lockdown, shutdown corner, and they would throw at him, and then after a while, they just stopped throwing at him. But the element that has come up of late, and you've noticed that everything always, these questions come up late. Peter Skoronski, Northwestern. Suddenly you're hearing he has short arms. And Pat Fitzgerald was just completely taken aback. Like, what are you talking about? Well, if they think his arms aren't long enough to play tackle in the NFL, guess what he can do? He can play guard. C.J. Stroud, we've already brought up this week the S2 test. Okay. And then with Joey, what I've been asked about lately that I was not asked a month ago was about physicality. Now, remember, in college, you can be physical all the way down the field until the ball's released. In the NFL, it's that alleged 5 yard, even though we do see a little physicality beyond 5 yards many times. But it's 5 yards. You have to be physical in the first 5 yards. Number one, he is like that in press coverage. He's physical. No issue there. And where he made his greatest transition, and I've told people this, so I've been direct about it. I said, look, when he was, you know, in his, quote, junior year, you know, the knock on him was that he was handsy. You know, he'd get a little too physical downfield. You know, he'd be having the hands on an arm, a jersey, something like that. And he would get called for it, and then the same thing would happen in practice. Well, this year, that's where he made the greatest transition. He became an outstanding cover corner and was never handsy. I think he got called for one of those penalties all season, and that was in the Purdue game, and Jack and I weren't quite sure that was the right call, but it was called. But that was it. That was it. And that's the only pass penalty he had called against him all season. He became an outstanding shutdown cover corner, okay, without being handsy. And he could be physical at the line of scrimmage. So I think that's one where I'm sitting there like, I think you're just looking for stuff now. And that I always get a little concerned about that now somebody's floating something because they're just looking for something. And who knows how legitimate it is. I just know in watching him every day and watching every game, just like all you fans, you watched him every game. I'm not telling you anything. You guys already know. You see how he played. The guy was a lockdown, shutdown corner. Terrific. And whomever gets him is going to get that kind of player. He's got the length. He's got the know-how. He has the football instincts. He's going to be a good NFL player. And he will be the first ever corner drafted in the first round for Penn State, which will be great to see. And we got rounds 2 and 3 coming up. We're going to get into that in the next half hour. And then really with the rest of them, you know, not obviously where they're going to get picked. You can't tell that. You can't tell that. But at least run down what the pros and cons are of each guy going into this draft. I think in the end there's a chance that Penn State can have 7 guys drafted before it's all said and done. And then obviously the rest would fall into the category of free agents. I mean, I talk about it. Oh, my other favorite is lately, who won the Aaron Rodgers trade? Okay, over here in the back, they haven't drafted a single player yet. I have no idea who won the Aaron Rodgers trade. Do you?
I mean, I thought right now, before we even get to that, I thought it was a fair deal regardless for both sides.
I think it works out fine. You know, but again, I don't know who won the deal because, number one, I don't know how good Jordan Love is. Number two, you know, is Aaron Rodgers sliding back? And number three, who are the players that fit into the draft slots? I don't know. It's like, I don't know who won the trade. We'll find out in a couple of years who won the trade, but I don't know. For example, the Herschel Walker trade from Dallas to Minnesota, the Cowboys won the trade. But we didn't know the Cowboys won the trade until you started seeing all the guys they got as draft picks for Walker, and the Cowboys won the trade. And you can draft 5 guys, and none of them are any good and don't play for you. It's like, okay. Gave it a shot, got nothing. Who knows? All right, we'll come back. More in a moment. Great to have you with us today. Dave Zangaro tomorrow, 3:35. Jerry Dulac at 4:35 tomorrow to talk more about the draft. And I'll probably slip in a PGA question for Jerry as well. It's going to be up at Oak Hill, just south of Rochester. Coming up in a couple of weeks, we're getting close to the month of May. Wow. Well, how about that? Doesn't feel like it. Yeah. I have a grandson that has a Little League game tonight. And
ooh, better bundle up.
Yeah, I know. But, you know what? It's important to be the grandfather. Just sit there and be supportive. So I'll be there. Last night was a ninth grade concert. Okay. There you go. Hey, it's important. It's important to me. I want to be there. Come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15. Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Auto, home, life, business. Excuse me. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And a fabulous service department that just takes care of everything. Life of the vehicle. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15. Hummel's Wharf online, sunburymotors.com. Any complaints on your part before we move on?
No, it is related to the play-by-play call of the day, so I'll wait till then.
Okay. Sounds good to me. So let's continue now with a look at Penn Staters in the NFL draft. Once you get through, obviously, and you know, and get to rounds 2 and 3, and then rounds 4 through 7, then free agents, there'll be more and more Penn State names that are going to crop up. So let's start with Jair Brown. Jair Brown, in my opinion, has a lot going for him and will have a lot going for the team that picks him. He has the ability to play the pass and has excellent ball skills and hands to go with it, as evidenced by the 10 interceptions that he had in his Penn State career. He had 6 in 2021, and he had 4 in 2022. So he has the ability to make plays on the ball, and I'll give you an example of one play in particular really sticks out to me. It was actually in the Outback Bowl, and early in the game, Arkansas was driving, and Jefferson went back to pass, and he threw it in the end zone, and the ball was picked off by Jair Brown. When you then look at the tape of the play or the replay of it, Jair Brown, from my vantage point, is on the far side of the field, and he comes across the field, I'd say a good 35 yards across the field. And Jefferson, I mean, he's looking in the end zone. The guy he wants to throw to is initially open. Right? I mean, it should be an easy Arkansas touchdown. And Jair Brown comes all the way across the field because he read Jefferson and said, wait, he's going here. Comes all the way across and makes the pick in the back of the end zone, cutting in front of the receiver. You can't put a price on that kind of smarts and ball skills all at the same time. And he's just a smart football player. That's why he was the guy that was in the secondary that called out all the coverages for everybody else, because he is the guy that really had the best handle on where everybody happened to be among the chess pieces on the offense. And he did a lot to help out the defense, knowing that he could look at it and say, okay, let's get into this, make sure that we're in the right spots. And he's the one that did that. Also in the Prowler package, he was able to get himself closer to the line of scrimmage. His ability to blitz, scrape off the blitz, and make plays off the blitz were really important. He timed it up well, and he showcased his quickness there. And not only that, if they decided to run the ball, he is really terrific against the run. He sticks his nose in there, and he makes hits in the running game. It makes a big difference. I think that the team that gets him is going to be getting a full package of football player right there. Jaquan Brisker's in the league. Jaquan's a little bigger in stature than Jair Brown is, but Jair plays a lot the same way, and if anybody wants to look at how Jaquan has translated to the NFL. I think Jair is going to translate to the NFL as well. And remember, at one point early in his career at Lackawanna, he played corner and then moved from corner at Penn State eventually to safety. So he does bring some corner skills with him, and that does help. He understands how to play the spot. So there's, to me, for Jair Brown, it's not just the physicality. It's not just the cover skills. And it's not just the hands. It is the fact that he has a really terrific football mind. And he has leadership. You know, if you're around them, around a guy like that, and you see the other players naturally gravitate towards somebody like that, and not only gravitate toward him, but when he speaks, the other players listen, and what he says is meaningful. And that's something that is going to be really important for him moving forward. The next guy is Juice Scruggs. I think most of you know the Juice Scruggs story. For those who may not know all of it, he was involved early in his Penn State career in an awful car accident. And it was miraculous he got out of it. The recovery was long. I remember him finally being just physically being back at practice to watch, and the weight that he lost. And this guy, you want to talk about the work ethic. When you see how powerfully built Juice Scruggs is, that's all work. Lots of work in the weight room. He gained the weight back, and then some. He got his power back, and then some. And then you watch him play on the field. NFL teams value versatility on the offensive line. Yeah, it's great if you can pick the perfect left tackle and you're in great shape. But you're talking about 45-man rosters. They don't carry 10 offensive linemen. They carry... I think some teams carry 7, most carry 8. If you have somebody in there that has the ability to play multiple spots, that really helps. And the fact is that Juice can play center and guard. When you saw him play guard, he not only played at a high level and could get to the second level and make a block, he could pull out into the open field and lead and make plays. He has the speed and quickness to do that. When he moved over to center, they did the same thing with him. They were able to take him at the center spot, boom, and pull him out and get him in the open field and block. The best I saw at it in the NFL, now this is the NFL, it's not college, obviously, but Kevin Mawaia of the Jets may have been among the best I've seen at the ability to pull out, get themselves in the open field and make plays. I mean, Curtis Martin gained a lot of yards having that guy at center and pulling for him in the open field. The next part is the fact that he can get out there and do that, and he's the guy that called stuff at the line of scrimmage. Same story, but he can play center, both guard spots, leader, ability to recognize fronts, and has the ability to call out. He's good on the center snap, straight back, and he's good on the shotgun snap. And I think his quickness and his ability, it's not just to pull and get into the open field, you know, the speed and quickness to do that, but then you have to have the ability in the open field to make the proper block where you're not making a block that creates a penalty. And Juice Scruggs did not make blocks that created penalties. He just made blocks. And I think the team that gets him is going to be in a spot where it's going to be a big plus for them to get him. He has the versatility to do everything that we talked about here. He has the versatility to do all of that. And I think that's going to be really important moving forward. They can play both guard spots and bring similar skill sets at the two guard spots as he would to the center spot. And an NFL team is really going to value that. And I think down the road, Juice Scruggs starts in the NFL. He has all the ingredients to do that. And the fact that he brought him the perseverance and the work ethic to bring himself back from what was obviously something that was terrible early in his career speaks volumes about him. This is a worker. And he puts a lot of time and effort into it. A lot of time and effort. The next guy up is someone that's been talked about more and more as time goes, and that's Brenton Strange. Brenton Strange, on Pro Day, he really helped himself. On Pro Day, there were a lot of people talking about Brenton Strange. They have finally got a good long look at him. They saw what he could crank out in the weight room. They saw how quick he was in the drills. And you can see on tape his ability to catch the ball. Let's go back to Juice Scruggs. We talked about versatility in the league. Well, guess what? This is what he brings to the table in the league. Let's pick a team, San Francisco 49ers. What do the 49ers have? They have a great tight end, one of the best in the business in George Kittle. And Kyle Juszczyk at fullback, also considered to be one of the best in the business. All right. So that's two guys in two spots. Brenton Strange may not be a Pro Bowler, but he can play on the line of scrimmage next to the tackle as a tight end and can excel and do well. He can block at the line of scrimmage. He can combo block. He can release and get out and run a pattern. Right. Two, he can play H-back, which means you want to take him and put him in motion and have him lead into the hole off motion and get in there. We saw that this year his blocking has just improved so much over the past 2 years. And he was an outstanding blocker this year for Penn State, and it made such a big difference. And you can do that from that H-back spot where you put him in motion, boom, and into the hole you go, and you're the lead going into that hole. He can do that. If you want to use him as an offset fullback, you can do that too, because he did that here as well. But the added bonus is that he is quick enough that you can take him and split him out and put him in the slot. So he brings good hands, blocking ability, and the fact that he can block just not just from a three-point stance on the line of scrimmage, but from a two-point stance as an H-back, and you can put him out as a slot receiver as well to be a part of your pass game if you want to go to a five-wide package. He brings all of that. Is he great on the line of scrimmage? No, he's really good. Is he great as an H-back? Nobody's really good. Is he great in the slot? Nobody's really good. He's really good at everything. I'm not going to sit there and tell you he's great at any one thing, but he's really good at all of it. And NFL teams are going to really value that moving forward. He will help himself by that full package and the fact that he is a physical player. He is a physical player, and it means, I think, it's going to mean a lot to his draft status. So now we've been able to go through four guys total, three talking about rounds 2 through 7 here. Next up would be the mystery guy of the draft, and that is Parker Washington. Parker Washington is the mystery guy for the simple reason that he got hurt before the Rutgers game and has not been able to go through the combine or the pro day, and he's been able to do all the interviews, but not the physical stuff that you're looking for. Well, nobody's been able to put him on a stopwatch, you know, their own stopwatch. Obviously, they do have times here at Penn State for him. And the key for him is going to be how he ends up looking to them on tape. And I know when I was on the Giants podcast, they asked me about that, and I said, look, watch the Ohio State tape. He had 184 yards receiving in that game. And he made one-handed catches. He showed some speed and stuff over the middle. We know Parker has really good hands. Terrific hands. It's not just the ability to make the one-handed catch. He can make almost any catch. The ball's near him. There's an excellent chance he's going to make the play. And I think he'll be a good slot receiver in the NFL. He is quick enough, despite the fact he has a different build for a wide receiver. And and we all know he has a different build for a wide receiver. But you know what he does have that's a little bit different? He is the best I have seen at Penn State since Jordan Norwood at the ability to run something and then suddenly cut in such a way where he can turn off that ankle and like almost like physically, it's hard to describe. I think it's physically it's hard to do. Jordan Norwood was brilliant at the ability to take and just cut on a dime and spin and go. Parker Washington can do that. And I'll tell you, a guy on the current team that actually can do it is Caden Saunders. But those are like traits that are really important that he can do that. And Jordan Norwood with Derek Williams, Deion Butler, Jordan Norwood, if they were to sit there and run 100, I think there's a good chance I think Butler might win it. Derek would dispute it, but I think Butler would win it. Derek would be right there. Norwood would finish third. But if you have the talk about the ability to cut and get yourself open because of the cut, Norwood would be the guy. That's Parker Washington. Washington has that ability I think people are going to like a lot because it gets him open to make plays because of that ability. Next up is Mitchell Tinsley. Tinsley is a guy that I think has really helped himself by the bowl game, the All-Star game, and really helped himself at Pro Day here. You know, Tinsley can play outside or he can play the slot. What he showcased on Pro Day was the agility that they were looking for, and I don't think they were sure if he had it or not, but then he went through the agility drills, and when he did that, I know he turned a lot of heads that day. Doesn't mean he's a first pick. Doesn't mean he's a second day pick. No. But can you get picked and get yourself into the league? He can do that. He has the hands. We've seen that. So we know he can catch it. He runs good routes. Look at the touchdown catch in the Rose Bowl. Fabulous route. Ball right there. Reels it in. Gets the job done. He also made that catch on the sideline. I think it was in the Minnesota game where he just went up and just made an absolutely remarkable catch. He can do all that. And he's physical enough where he can be a blocker. Tinsley's really helped himself in the bowl game, all-star work, and really helped himself on Pro Day because he was able to showcase the agility I think that they were looking for. And that makes a big difference. P.J. Mustipher. P.J. Mustipher came back from a really hard knee injury. Really hard. That injury he had in the Iowa game, it was a tough injury. He worked hard to get himself back. And you could see in the preseason, in the first couple of games of the season, he just wasn't quite back yet. And he finally started to round back into the P.J. Mustipher we've seen in games starting at Auburn. This guy can play the run. He is somebody that can plug holes. He takes up extra bodies, knows how to play, has leadership beyond words. I think it does not hurt his cause at all that his brother Sam is in the league as a starting center. I think that helps because people will say, well, okay, we know what a Mustipher can do and what a Mustipher can bring to the table. Let's see what his brother can do, and he'll get a long look there. But PJ is the kind of guy that will take over a locker room in a positive way. And on the field, I think he is a strong, powerful run stopper that can make plays. Does he need to be better in the pass rush? Yeah. But you know what? There's only one Aaron Donald out there. Let's give credit where credit is due. There's only one. So it's really hard to look at a guy like that and make a comparison to it, because you can't really can't do that. P.J. Musfer just has to go out and be the first P.J. Musfer. Now, he may be a mid to late third day pick, but the team that gets him is going to get somebody, I think, that is going to make not only make their roster, but I think is going to be playing for them. And that is going to be, I think it's going to be a plus for the team that gets him. And, you know, he and Juice are the two guys that have had great comeback stories. Parker has to have a little bit of a comeback story as well because he's coming off an injury, too. And, again, he's the mystery guy in the draft. Nobody's been able to work him out at the combine. Nobody's able to work him out on pro day. But he'll be healthy enough once they get done. I think he might be healthy enough when they get to mini camps. All right. Take a break. More in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.